You're listening to This Rhetorical Life, a podcast dedicated to the practice, pedagogy, and public circulation of rhetoric in our lives. This week's episode addresses the challenges of specialization for students applying to graduate programs. I'm your host, Allison Hitt. As undergraduates, students are often unaware of the specializations available to them with their majors and future graduate careers. In an effort to help students negotiate these challenges, Teresa Kiker, a PhD student in the Composition and Cultural Rhetoric program here at SU, spoke with Jim Seitz, Associate Professor of English at the University of Pittsburgh. We asked if he could share some of the productive ways that students could start thinking about specializations within composition and rhetoric.
So, Jim, I guess the first question I have is, I'm interested in what you might see as productive ways to disseminate complex histories about composition and English to students in their undergrad careers earlier on, so they're maybe not as confused or frustrated when they move on and start to see how specialization kind of changes their expectations for graduate school.
So my sense of this is that English departments and the faculty in English departments have to take more responsibility for this than they have. I really think that a lot of programs are set up so that it's just kind of a big coagulation of courses, and the students go from one course to the next. But what those courses represent in, like, the field or their positioning is not as clear. And the relationship between things like composition and literature and creative writing aren't articulated. Now, Gerald Graff is somebody who's been talking about this for quite a long time. And what he's really been wanting people to think about is how we articulate the place of a course in a curriculum and its relationship to other courses, so that it's not just like I think that cafeteria food menu, you know, where it's just, okay, there's this, and this, and the students are kind of left on their own to figure out what the big picture is. And so we need to take more responsibility for articulating that big picture. And I think there's a couple of ways that we can do that. One is that, and you'll see this happening in certain English majors around the country or English departments, is they're setting up multiple paths through the English major and they're articulating what those are. So you can do, at Pitt where I teach, you can do an English major like through creative writing, and you have options there of nonfiction, fiction, poetry, so on and so forth. You can do an English literature major. You can do an English literature major with a professional writing certificate. I just recently finished designing with a committee a new major in composition and rhetoric. So it's an English major, but the path through it would not be through literature. We have a film studies major as well. All of these are within English, and part of what you're doing there is you're saying to students, okay, English isn't just this one vapory thing that, you know, that you just kind of move through the clouds. There are actually tracks or ways that you can go through a major where, you know, you may share some introductory courses together, but then you specialize similar to the way that you would in graduate school. And one of the reasons why we wanted to launch a comp English major was so that students who went on to do composition in graduate school will have already seen that there's this thing called composition that goes beyond that freshman course. You can do it, a whole major in it in your English department. So one of the ways then would be to articulate these various paths through English. And then another way would be for teachers themselves in their classes to like make it more clear, both on the syllabus and the course description and the way that they talk with students throughout the semester, to keep positioning the class in relation to other classes, to talk about things that are beyond the walls of your classroom by making reference to other courses, and so that students can see that there's a place that this is coming from and it's not just in a vacuum.
Yeah, I think both of those options would be really useful and helpful for students to kind of know what paths are open to them and also how to navigate it. If they yes. want to maybe even try a different courses from different tracks, but they'd at least know where they're going to,
exactly.
I guess. I think that'd be really useful, really useful. The next question that I'm interested to hear what you have to say has to do with the specialization within English departments and the specialization of English departments across the country. And there's a seeming disconnect of curricular objectives and interests between these English departments in the country. How do you see this posing intellectual, maybe even emotional, challenges for prospective graduate students of English and composition studies?
I guess I could just say, yes, it poses problems. I think it's a difficult thing for students to navigate. And one of the things that I do find with the senior English majors who come to me to talk about that they want to apply for graduate school, but they're not quite sure what that means. And they'll come in and be like, well, I know I want to go into grad school, but where do I apply? And how do I figure out what a good place to apply would be? And I then have to start going through a series of questions with them that I think for the first time they start thinking about specialization. Because to them, as long as English has just been this big group of lit courses, you know, they're sort of like, okay, I like literature and it's been interesting doing this and I've started to learn how to read some criticism and write about that and maybe I want to go on and be a professor. But they don't have a sense of the specialization part. So when I say, well, what in particular do you want to maybe pursue in grad school? Oftentimes they won't have an answer yet to that question.
Right.
They'll be like, well, I don't know, I figured I'd read some more literature.
Right.
You're like, well, you know, you're going to have to come up with something more specific than that.
Mm-hmm.
So oftentimes one of the ways that we begin to move in that direction is by my asking them, well, what courses did you take here that, you know, really got you engaged? Like, you were, which papers are you proud of having written, and could you imagine writing some more papers about that particular thing?
Yeah.
And then if they say something like, well, I had this women's studies course, or, you know, I had this course in African-American literature, or whatever the case may be, you know, then we can start moving in a direction of, well, can you imagine potentially specializing in that. You don't have to declare that now, but you'll have to give a committee a sense of what your interests are. And I think, so I just think it's really crucial that if the curriculum itself hasn't shown, as your prior question was about, you know, if it hasn't made clear the importance of learning to specialize to a certain degree, then having a talk with a faculty member who can help you begin to see that is a really important aspect. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you know, I think people go out and they write letters, because I also see the first drafts of letters that my students write. Sometimes they'll share them with me and say, what do I need to do with this letter? And I'll look at it and I'll be like, oh, well, you need to come up with something that's give them a sense of what you might be interested in studying that's more specific than just literature.
I mean I read my master's application and it's like, in retrospect, it's like, whoa, you know, you're so broad. And like when the master's students come in to the English lit, they're like, oh, I have to pick early American, you know, or Victorian. So you see this like this struggle, like, oh, I have to choose. So it's so interesting that like during undergrad you're just not even aware of it. But I think that goes with what you were saying with number one, like the first question, to try and get that information about specialization too.
Yeah.
I think that conversation would be really worthwhile to have, well, particularly in undergrad when you're starting to do that.
And I think also that it can, you know, if you mention, it's not like a prospective grad student has to mention just one interest, you know, like, okay, I'm going to come do women's studies or something. I think mentioning two or three, which is what I advise my students to do, because if you cast yourself too narrowly, that's a problem just as much as casting your net too broadly. And so if you mention more than one interest, it's a way of giving the faculty a sense that, okay, this person took some courses that gave them two or three avenues that they can imagine pursuing in grad school. And it just sort of shows a lively mind at work there that has thought beyond just the, well, I like literature in general.
This has been so helpful, and I'm sure whoever listens to this will really appreciate your advice, because, as you know, it's always terrifying.
It is.
The process, so I really appreciate it.
Great, thank you.
You just listened to The Challenges of Specialization with special guest Jim Seitz.
This Rhetorical Life is brought to you by graduate students in the Composition and Cultural Rhetoric program at Syracuse University. Executive producers of This Rhetorical Life are Ben Kiebrick and Allison Hitt, with additional production and editing from Carrie Ann Soto, Tamara Isak, and Seth Davis.